When you return with your own daughters, Felicity scoffs, you can be sure I won't be coming back.
Oh, I can't bear to touch it. Blood!
Elizabeth wrinkles her nose. She looks ill. Cecily scrubs in small circles.
I don't see why we should all be punished. My arms ache already, Martha grouses.
Shh, Felicity says. Listen. On the lawn, Mrs. Nightwing questions Bridget fiercely while Mr. Miller stands by, arms folded across his chest. Did you do it, Bridget? I am only asking for an honest answer. No, Mrs. On my heart, I swear it weren't me. I won't have the girls frightened by hex marks and talk of fairies and the like. Yes, Mrs. Mr. Miller scowls.
It's them gyps. You can't trust them. The sooner you turn them out, the better we'll all sleep for it. I know you ladies have a delicate sensibility.
I can assure you, Mr. Miller, that there is nothing delicate about my sensibilities, Mrs. Nightwing snaps.
All the same, mum. Say the word and me and my men will take care of the gypsies for you.
Revulsion shows on our headmistress's face. That will not be necessary, Mr. Miller. I am sure this little prank will not happen again. Mrs. Nightwing glares at us and we snap our heads down and scrub as hard as we can.
Who do you suppose did this? Felicity asks.
I'll wager Mr. Miller has it white. It's the gypsies. They're angry they haven't been given work, Cecily says.
What can you expect from their sort? Elizabeth echoes.
It could be Bridget. You know how odd she is, with all her tales, Martha says.
I can't imagine Bridget leaving her bed in the night to mark the stones. She complains about her back day in and day out, I remind them. Cecily dips her brush in the pail of murky red water.
Suppose that's a ruse. What if she's really a witch?
She does know a lot about fairies and such, Martha says, wide-eyed. It's becoming a game, this suspicion. Felicity's eyes match Martha's. She leans close.
Come to think of it, didn't the bread taste just like the souls of children? I shall faint.
She puts her hand to her forehead.
I'm quite serious, Felicity Worthington, Martha scolds.
Oh, Martha, you're never serious, Felicity teases. But why mark the east wing with blood? I ask. Cecily mulls it over.
For revenge, to frighten the workers. Or to raise evil spirits, Martha offers.
What if it's the sign of a witch or the devil? Elizabeth whispers.
It could be for protection, Anne says, still scrubbing. Elizabeth scoffs.
Protection? From what?
From evil, Anne replies. Cecily narrows her eyes.
And how do you know this?
Anne suddenly realizes she's walked into it.
I've read such things in the Bible.
Something hard flashes in Cecily's eyes.
You did it, didn't you?
Anne drops her brush into the pail and the water splashes her apron with muck.
No, I didn't. You can't bear our happiness, our talk of parties and teas, can you? And so you want to ruin it for us? No, I don't.
Anne retrieves her brush and resumes cleaning, but under her breath she mutters something. Cecily turns Anne around to face her.
What did you say?
Stop it, Cecily, I say. Anne's face is flushed.
Nothing. What did you say? I should like to hear it.
I should too, Martha says.
Oh, Cecily, really, do leave her alone, won't you? Felicity says.
I've a right to hear what is said behind my back, Cecily declares. Go on, Anne Bradshaw, repeat it. I demand that you tell me.
I said you'll be sorry some day, Anne whispers.
Cecily laughs.
I'll be sorry. And what, pray, will you do to me, Anne Bradshaw? What could you possibly ever do to me?
Anne stares at the stones. She moves the brush up and down in the same spot.
I thought not. In a month's time you shall take your rightful place as a servant. That's all you were meant to be. It's high time you accepted that.